over some of the qualities you felt you need to move up in order to get Justin done?
Well, I think just for us, it was he was on a different level grade-wise than the rest of the players on the board. Not even really close for us. And with him sitting there, we just thought it was a great opportunity to get a really talented young receiver with a lot of upside. So that was really it. I mean, we liked Justin Hunter a lot. We even explored some things late last night, just, you know, as we got into the latter parts of the draft. So he was a target for us.
What was it specifically you liked about him that kind of set him apart from
him? Well, he just got special size, speed, and athletic ability. And I think he's still on the come. You know, I don't think he's reached his ceiling yet. So I feel like he was a great option for us there and really the best option we had.
Mike and Dal, how much can he, does he have the speed to open things up for you?
Well, that was one of the big things that was intriguing to him is his highway speed. He's 6'4", ran 4.39. His ability to take the top of the coverage off as an outside receiver was a huge factor for us.
The year removed from knee surgery, I assume no medical issue with him as far as that goes?
No, we were fine that way and actually felt good, you know, because he'd been through his year of usually the year after you have that injury, you know, it's not quite your best. So, and he actually did pretty well. And so we feel like he's, as I said, on the come. From a medical standpoint, too.
Mike, given Kenny Britt's medical issues of late, too, how important to have sort of, at worst, a backup to Kenny, at best, you know, sort of a complement to, you know, if you get them both on the field at the same time?
Well, that's part of the advantage of having someone like him. And when the opportunity came up, and we talked about it last night, when the draft ended, about who was left on the board and how this would fit. And like Rustin said, he was so high on the board. So we start talking about then how he could help our roster. And there's no doubt playing the outside receivers, the Z and the X, can help us quite a bit there, playing both positions. Again, a guy like this, you just want to get him on the field different ways because, like Dal said, the stuff he could do with his speed, that helps you in the run game. There's a lot of advantages to that, and I think it gives us a lot more flexibility going into the season, a lot of competition. It'll create in that room where a lot of different guys could push the roster and push each other to get better. So it brings a lot of excitement that way.
Rustin, did you like the round? He was first round of grade one.
He was.
Pretty high up the first round.
Yeah, we had a very good grade on him.
Did you lay the groundwork for this with San Francisco at all yesterday or during the day today, or did it happen
more? During the day today. When we came in this morning, we started exploring some things with the teams above us, and that was the one that we were able to get done.
You reluctant to give up a pick next year as opposed to this year, or is it?
I don't like giving up any of them. You know, I really don't. I felt good about this deal. I have a good relationship with Trent, and so I feel good when I'm dealing with him. And so it was just kind of. Either way, like I said, I don't like giving up the picks, but, you know, now we still have all our picks here going through the rest of the draft, and I felt like that was the reason to do what we did.
How much time? I was just going to ask, you talked about how he probably hasn't reached a ceiling yet. What are some things that you still see him growing into?
I just think he's still growing, getting stronger, coming back from the knee, growing as a receiver in terms of polish and those type of things. So I think his upside is very, very good.
How late did you visit with him? He said he met with him at the combine. Did you bring him? He acted like maybe you didn't spend as much time with him. Maybe obviously did the guards in this process. Did you go to a workout of his, or did he come here?
Well, we went to work him out. Okay. We went to work him out. We had both our receiver coach and our quarterback coach at that workout. We worked out all those guys.
Is that the day that Brian threw to him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First two picks have been used on offense. I know you'll add some pieces on defense and free agent market. How confident are you about being able to get some guys later in this draft for defense?
I feel good about it. And really, you know, it was had it been close, we might have gone defense, but it wasn't close. So, I mean, I feel good about, you know, the third round fourth round. We got two picks in the third. So I think those middle rounds can be good to us that way. So
how pro ready, Blake, and do you remind you anybody?
You know, comparisons are tough for a player like that. I mean, he's 6'4", 195 pounds, runs 4.37. I mean, those are the comparables are tough just because there's very few of those guys. So I compare him to most people that are 6'4", 195, 4.37. Just it's tough to compare those kind of guys. He's a rare athlete. He has very nice physical traits, athletic traits. He's got excellent speed, size, hands, range. But, yeah, he's pro-ready. He's played in a good system. He's played for a good offensive coordinator. He's had other talent around him, and he had a quarterback that's got a pro arm that's thrown to him.
Dell, what does this do for competition in the room, bringing a guy like Hunter in, and how do you think other guys in the room will react to another guy coming in?
Well, I'm not concerned how the other guys are going to react. I mean, it's about competition. That's the goal this offseason, is to get tougher and, you know, add more competition to every position. And obviously, like Blake just touched on, anytime you can add a guy that's 6'4", who we actually think is going to get bigger, once he gets a Watterson and stronger, runs 4.37, obviously, you know, you have a special talent there.
What does this mean for roles of some of the veteran guys that have been here a while, like, say, Nate Washington?
It means everyone's going to compete. We're bringing guys in. We're trying to fill that room with as much competition, as much talent as we can.
Russ, you know, Mike, is this send a message to some of those veterans that are in the room?
That's not why you draft him. We drafted because he was the best player we thought on the board, helps us to win football games, and then we know he fits, so we know he has a talent level like we just talked about. And there's nothing wrong with in all the rooms. I mean, you bring Chance Wormack, the room's uncomfortable. I've been on the draft a lot of years. Even once I was drafted, every year after, I was always concerned with when they took a lineman. They took Bruce Matthews the next year after me. Then it was Dean Steinkohler. It doesn't matter who you are in the roster. I think anytime you draft someone, it makes you a little uncomfortable in a good way, though. The fact that, you know what, maybe I wasn't working out. Well, maybe I'm going to show up and start pushing a little harder. It wasn't to send a message to anybody, but I think it should get everyone's attention that we're bringing in players to help us win football games. And that's what the players want us to do. If you ask those guys as they come in the building tomorrow, they're going to be excited because they know we're adding players. They're going to help these guys win football games, and that's what it's all about. And it's going to raise the level of competition when you have good players competing, and only good can come out of that.
Russell, do you expect all the receivers that are currently on your roster right now to begin training camp with you?
I would think so. You know, we'll see how all the competition goes and you know, how everybody handles things, but I would think that, yeah, they would be.
Well, Blake, you talked about his measurables, but I'm sure you've watched Justin play in person quite a bit. What do you see consistently when you watch him play?
You know, even go back to the 2011 year before his injury. He was really coming on. I believe he had 21 catches in that two games and roughly a quarter. I mean, this is a guy that was really emerging as a playmaking type player. He's got excellent speed. He runs good routes. He can always get better at that. But this is a guy that can stretch the field downfield. He can catch the ball across the middle. And he's also a red zone threat with his length and jumping ability. So, you know, he's a player that went into the 2012 season coming off the knee injury, continue to grow and get better and actually get his legs underneath him a little bit too.
Even though he plays a different position, can he kind of fill some of what you were expecting Jared Cook to do by going down the middle and deep and stretching the field in that way?
Well, I think he's going to be able to play three different positions for us. He's going to be able to play both outside receivers and inside. So he's going to give us a special trait that you know, that's going to help us win football games.
Once you've been here through all the years that Dinger used to beg and borrow and steal and try to get this organization to get him a wide receiver like this and to go up in the draft to get one never happened, what do you think he would be thinking now?
I'd be excited. I you're right. I think he did. It was always, you know, the offense, for some reason, we didn't get about the third day we start getting picks. And I tried to get an offensive lineman for a lot of years myself, and this is the first time I've become a head coach to get an offensive lineman, I think, drafting the first round again. So I think it's just exciting that, I mean, we're doing what the board, I mean, these are players that are going to help us win, but, like Rustin said, if there's a defensive player there, or the right guy was there, we would be, you know, doing that. So I think we're doing what's best for the football team, and I think this guy, the two picks so far, I think show that.
How's Jay Gray and Greg Williams, how they behave themselves?
They've been good. No, I mean, that's all about – I mean, it's a team thing. I mean, they realize if it goes that way and we get more and more talent on offense, well, then we better stay on the field for 40 minutes and let them only on 20 minutes, and all of a sudden they're better coaches too, and vice versa. If we load up on defense, then they ought to give up 3 points a game, and we win 7-3 every week. So I mean, we're all in this together. Yeah, everyone wants players, but ultimately we want what's best for the football team, and they don't want us reaching for a guy just because, well, we need a defensive end or we need this guy or that guy. They don't want to reach for a guy that's not going to fit. They'd rather us get a guy that they're going to watch on Sunday and go, man, I'm glad we have that guy. And that's, I think that's, you know, that's how we're going to win football games.
How much easier should Jake Locker's job be after these two picks and after what you've done now in free agency too?
Well, we're hoping it gets easier. I mean, there's a lot of stress on a quarterback, but when you can run the football, like we're hoping we could do with the changes we made there, then that takes pressure off him. When you have receivers that we're hoping could stretch the field and do things and could go up and catch a tough ball and go up and make plays when the ball's not perfectly thrown every time. I mean, there's no doubt that's our goal as a staff, is to get your quarterback that you feel 2 years ago we made the decision on the quarterback we felt was going to lead this team to the Super Bowl. And then now it's up to us to surround him with people that can help him do that. And I think we're doing that in the offseason, and we're doing it in the draft. And obviously there's a lot, and he's excited, but he understands that there's a lot on him too. It's, you know, he needs to have a good year, and he's doing everything he can to do that. So we're excited, obviously. We think that, again, the offseason's gone well. We think the draft, obviously, a long way to go, but we're doing the right things.
Justin's been through several offensive coordinators in the last 3 years. He's been head coaches changed. How much do you think stability here will help him develop even faster?
I think that's extremely important, and I think it's very difficult, whether you're a college player or a pro player, to develop without that stability. So I think stability here will be a big factor for all our guys. And you know, we need to get to the point where we're stable from a personnel standpoint too, where the same players are there every day at practice, and they're playing together on Sunday, and you just keep getting better and better. So I think the stability here will help him. I think our coaches will do a great job with it.
Along those lines, how much better do you feel like this roster is than what you ended the year with last year?
I feel like it's much better myself. I think we've made a lot of improvements. You never know till everybody gets on the field and plays together. But I'm really happy about the players that we have. I'm happy about the type of guys that they are, because I feel like they'll all be in the boat with us, and that's extremely important. And they're those type of guys, and I think we've seen that already in some of the off-season stuff, that these guys are all here and working hard. So, you know, I feel much better about it.
Listen, were you pretty confident, I guess, that somebody, maybe one or two teams might have taken Hunter if you had chosen to?
I was concerned, yeah. I was concerned that if we waited, he wouldn't be there. I think probably he was talked about even into last night with some of the picks. So I was concerned, and that obviously motivated us to go up.
Was there maybe one or two teams in particular that you thought might have an eye on him?
There were a few. I mean, there were probably, there were two or three, really.
The day you worked them out, was Patterson, Rogers, Rivera, all those guys there? Was it just
It was the three receivers and the QB.
Okay.
Rustin, how excited are you for Titans fans after all the changes you made, both in free agency and now very aggressive moves in draft?
I'm excited for them, and I want them to be excited too. You know, they've been great. We sell out every game. And, you know, what we want to do is give back to them. Last year we didn't feel we did that, and I think it's important for them to know that we're trying and working hard to make the team better and more competitive, which is really our first step, because, you know, we have to become more competitive than we were last year.
After watching film, was he a little bit inconsistent catching the ball maybe in college? It seemed like there's some question about drops.
We didn't feel that way. We saw a guy with special traits that it's really hard to find in football, and we saw a guy that's going to really help Jake Locker and make plays outside for him. Anything else?
You talked about red zone. What's his vertical? I know he was a high jump champion last year.
Yeah, he's 40 vertical. 40. Yeah, yeah.
Throw it up.
Thanks.
Gino to the Jets.
Gino to the Jets. I heard that.
Good job.